Now I'm joined on the line by Kevin Branigan to tell us about the statistical results of the Jobs Expo, Dublin's recent survey in terms of salaries, working environment, career advancement opportunities, proximity to the home, company stability and reputation. And actually, coincidentally, Jobs Expo Dublin took place at Croke Park on Saturday. Hi, Kevin, you can hear me? You're with us?
Hi, Johnny. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're keeping well?
I am indeed.
That's
Thank
good.
You very much.
You're very welcome, Kevin. Thanks for joining us. First of all, before we talk about the actual survey results, tell us about the Job Expo, that the event on Saturday. How did it go?
Went very, very well. Croke Park took place on Saturday, just gone. Very, very busy day. We had almost 10,000 people, all skilled professionals looking for jobs. We had 35 employers there of all different sectors, as well as a whole day of seminars. So it went very well. We were very happy with it.
That's good. That's good. How many people were there, roughly? A couple of thousand?
So we had 8 to 10, just over 8,000 people there, almost 10,000 people actually there.
Oh, okay.
Course of the full day.
Right. Okay. And what kind of job opportunities were there? Were they all in the sort of financial sector, accounting, IT, that kind of
thing? We had employers there from a whole range of disciplines: retail, hotel, finance, tech. You know, for example, Reed McDonald's were there recruiting for people to join in the managerial capacity. We had people from the medtech sector, BD Medical, Bristol Myers Squibb, even hotel groups, the Dalata Hotels and stuff, the Dalata Hotel Group. So there was literally employers there from abroad. Selection of industries within Ireland and abroad as well. We even had the Isle of Man government who were looking for over 1,000 skilled professionals to join in all kinds of sectors. So it was a great day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. So how about the survey that was carried out? It seems that nearly half of job seekers are seeking a change from their current job. And it also makes it clear that employees are quite unhappy with their current roles and salaries.
Yes, we conducted the survey the week before last out of a sample of nearly 2,000 people in the Greater Dublin area and further afield. You can see one of the main findings is that more than half of the people who work at the moment think they should be getting a higher salary, and those people are actually considering moving. So of all the people who are thinking of moving jobs, the biggest reason is salary.
The biggest is salary. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think one of the most surprising things is that nearly 10% feel they have been bullied in the workplace by their employers. That was one of the surprising announcements. Also, 20% of people feel who have made complaints in the workplace feel that their complaints haven't been taken seriously or haven't been dealt with in a proper manner.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting.
Also,
Very interesting. Yep. Go ahead. Sorry, Kevin.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And just basically, we posted the survey up on our website, jobsexpo.ie, and it was a very interesting insight into what people feel at the moment in the employment sector.
Right. Okay. What about location? What kind of percentage of people prefer to work close to home? Whereas those don't care, they'd happily go down the country.
Well, what we found is that 70% of people in the Irish workforce want to work in the Dublin area. So that's where it's all happening, Johnny. It's all happening in Dublin.
Yeah.
Only a small percentage of people, 16%, would work anywhere.
Right.
And we also found that more than half of the people have considered emigrating over the last 6 years for work as a result of the recession.
That's quite a stark
situation.
Absolutely.
Now I suppose it's a bit different now, but it brings us back to the deep dark days of recession around 2010, 2011, where people would have moved for work because there simply wasn't the work here. I mean, it's quite a different situation now in that I think now that people feel the recession is over, people have kind of bunkered down into jobs for the last few years are now thinking about moving careers in increasing numbers. So I guess they will be the key findings from the survey.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the results. It says here that just under a quarter of them, 23% about, were unhappy with their current company environment. For about 11% of that, their manager or colleagues were a major problem. Quite a few claim to have experienced what they describe as illegal behaviour at work. And nearly a third have endured inappropriate comments about their clothes and et cetera, et cetera. That's not good.
No, it's not. It's not good. And the fact that stuff like this comes out in an independent survey is interesting because, you know, when people complete our survey, they're free to say whatever they want. And I think what we've seen there is the reality of the situation, that people do feel that there has been significant discrimination in the workplace. Now, I guess we would be quick to add, you know, just because people feel it's discrimination doesn't mean it necessarily is. And I guess a part of one of our future surveys would be to drill into that a little bit deeper to see the nature of some of the sentiment around those issues breaks down into.
Right.
I guess for future surveys, we're going to drill down into that a little bit more.
Okay, okay, yeah. All right. It also says here, almost half, like I think it's 46% of those looking for work outside of this country, they applied for positions here, but that they weren't successful. And the most popular locations were Europe, Canada, the USA was 20% and Australia 15%. Would that 20% of the USA, would that have been probably before their new president?
Well, yes, because
the
questions were asked on the basis of what people had done in the past. So, yes, it would include, to a large extent, decisions made, say, over the last 3 to 4 years, as opposed to what decisions are being made today or this week.
Right, okay, okay.
But what we also found, that nearly 50% of people had applied for jobs in the UK. So basically, the UK was by far the most prepared location to apply for people who applied for jobs abroad. And I guess the big question is how that's going to be affected with Brexit. Something we're going to drill down into in a future survey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, I see in the report here that about 74% of people, that they believe that employers actually took advantage of the recession to keep the salaries low. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a result from the survey. It's what people think. That's what they feel. They feel that their salaries and their prospects were kept artificially low by employers, and the recession was used as something of an excuse. In fact, that's what they're saying. Would I personally agree with it? I don't know, to be honest with you, Johnny. I think,
I don't know. The minimum wage came down, and then it had to go back up again, if you remember.
Well, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. I mean, I think that it is a valid statistic because it has come back at a genuine survey. But at the same time, I cannot think of a single person who doesn't think they deserve more money. Now, just because they think they deserve it doesn't mean that it's what is offered in the marketplace. So, I mean, I could think that I should be on €120,000 a year, and if I'm only on 40, I might be disgruntled and think that I've been held back. But if the position that I have doesn't, if my position is not supported by the marketplace to the tune of the salary that I want, I don't think that necessarily means that I've been discriminated against. It just means that my expectations are higher than they should be. So I think that statistic would require deeper analysis. I certainly think that there are some cases, you know, and there are cases that we come across all the time where employers have taken advantage of the recession, but I'm not so sure it's as widespread as the statistic would make out.
Okay, okay, okay. And what about over half, 53%, they believe that the gender pay gap continues to be a significant issue in Ireland? Well, according to the survey, of course.
Absolutely, and I think that's a very common feeling, particularly amongst women, understandably. People feel that men get more money, and it's a fact, men do get paid on the whole more than women at better rates, and they also have seem to get into higher positions.
Right.
And that's where we talk about the gender pay gap and the glass ceiling. And it certainly is a factor in the current economy. And I know that a lot of people think there should be more equality. And there have been various suggestions made that there should be quotas and there should be more stringent market control of what's paid to both females and males. But it certainly seems to be something which resonates very strongly amongst the majority of the people who did that survey.
Okay. All right. Kevin, just taking a step back into 2 days ago on Saturday, tell me about the careers clinic, the guidance clinic. What kind of career guidance was it?
The careers clinic is a section of the Expo that we run, very, very popular, and it's basically qualified career coaches that we bring in to give free qualified career advice to attendees. So we had 12 different career coaches at the Jobs Expo just on Saturday gone by. Very, very popular. And it's particularly useful for people who aren't really sure what position they want to apply for, what they want to do. What we find is there are plenty of people who come in to the Expo who know exactly what they want to do. They've done the research and they go around, have all the conversations, and they're gone within a couple of hours. Whereas there are people who genuinely aren't sure what they want to do, and that's where career advice can come in handy, and we provide that free of charge at all of our expos.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, I can only imagine that there was a pretty big queue into that part of it, or would I be wrong?
Well, it was brisk enough. We increased the number of coaches that we had on the last expo, and we did that particularly because we knew there was such a level of interest, and we also have the service that if the people want to go along and talk to those career coaches privately themselves, they can do so. But certainly, it was very busy.
Okay. And if I may jump back to the... Sorry, I'm jumping now from one to the other, but to just jump back to the career situation in Ireland following the survey. Where do you feel, Kevin, the future of careers and employment going in this country in the future?
Well, I think it's important that... people continue to pursue further education. I think, what has always been said about Ireland is that it has a well-educated workforce. But I think when you look further into that, there are a lot of holes, and I think there's a chronic lack of funding in education and training in Ireland, which is inhibiting colleges and universities from providing proper courses that can be compared on the world stage. I think for us to attract companies to Ireland and for us to help Indigenous companies to grow, that we have to have the workforce. And I think that when people are skilled and educated and they're able to demonstrate that they have training, that it's then that they can demand higher rates and the companies will either have to pay it or will want to pay it. And I think that's the future. That really has to be a key focus for government. And it's probably very hard for government to fund everything at the moment, but I think it should certainly get special consideration because particularly with our status as pretty much the only English-speaking country apart from probably Luxembourg in the EU, in the context of Brexit, we have a lot to offer multinational companies and even some of the EU agencies if we're able to attract some of their trade to Ireland. So I just think that the importance of a skilled workforce cannot be underestimated.
Okay. Well, Kevin, I have to congratulate you on the event on Saturday. It sounds like something
Thank
that was
much.
Very, very successful. And all your work with Job Expo as well. Is just before we finish up,
much.
Is there anything you want to add or anything you'd like to?
Well, I would just say, Johnny, thank you very much for the time. And I think it's been fantastic chatting with you today. I would often listen to the RFM, and I think it's a great station.
Oh, thank you very
also
much.
Also, to say that we run the Dublin Expo twice a year, generally around about March, April, and September, October. If people want any more information, they can visit jobsexpo.ie.
Okay.
That's jobsexpo.ie, and they can register for the next information, for the next event. We also have Facebook pages and Twitter pages as well. If they want to go along, it's Jobs Expo, and they'll find all the information that they need.
Okay. Kevin, it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure having you with us. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
Have a great day. All the best. Thanks again.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Most welcome. Okay, that was Kevin Branigan talking to us about the statistical results of Jobs Expo and the event on Saturday.